Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
One thing the Lord said specifically, I was preparing, I was praying, you know, asking God, you know, to speak to me as I was going to speak to the VFN family across the nation. We were going to broadcast out to the family. And I was preparing in my office, and on my office, I had a picture of, as a matter of fact, you have that picture of mm-hmm. Israel. You got to see this picture. This picture is very symbolic to me. It's what God blessed me with, as you can see here at the top of it. It has, well, the bottom of it, it has Israel, which is, you know, I don't know if you could see close up, but you have the roots and the, you know, the foundation of the Word of God is the Jews brought mm-hmm. the Word to us. And then you have Yahshua, which is the vine, which is the trunk. And then you have the fruit and the branches, which is the church. So we're all one. We're all one. And so you're looking at, this represents Israel and the church. And so this is hanging on my office. This is hanging on my office. And I'm you know, and Pat's with me in my office, and we're talking about something. And I mean, God's got to make it simple for me, right? Because all of a sudden, this picture, which is done by an artist that did it up for us, that it rips. It didn't just fall. It literally was ripped off the wall and thrown to the ground. It was kind of hard to see it and Pat because he was going in the air at the same time that was going down. It was such a ripping. Yeah. I can't even describe the ripping noise as it was. And when it fell, it kind of just cracked the frame a little bit. Everything stayed together. Everything was totally fine. And, but it just, it was a shocker. So I calmed Pat down and, we got the painting, you know, the back up again. And, then, I hung it back up again. And, later on that night, as I'm studying, it just rips off again. Bam! At this time, I was a little less startled than Pat, but I was startled. And it reminded me of him jumping higher than mm-hmm. I did. Both of us jumped. It startled us both. And it's like, you know, God was saying, you know, Israel is going to be hurt, mm-hmm. but it's going to survive because it survived. The church and Israel held together, survived this huge ripping. I can't, you know, if Pat was on, he would tell you. It was just it was amazing that anything's, it's amazing that he survived. and so, you know, I'm going like, what meanest thou this, God, right? And now look at Israel now, all these years later, that's exactly what the Lord told me to say. And now you're seeing Israel totally surrounded. Our own nation has supported Iran, getting weapons, and you're looking at Israel trying to hurt Israel and trying to hurt the church. It's exactly what's going on right now. You have China, the church is under persecution. Russia, the church is under persecution. Iraq, the church is under persecution. Syria, the church is under persecution. A priest was just beheaded on the altar in France at Normandy Church in France. I mean, the church, it's just exactly what God said. But one thing he told me at that time was, although the church is going to be attacked, Israel is going to be attacked the way it's being attacked, that we'll survive it, we'll make it. But let me show you what else happened. Something else was hanging on my office wall in a whole different place. And this is the United States Constitution. Now, the United States Constitution here is, it's obviously not the original one, but it kind of looks like it. And I had it hanging on my office, and it's totally glass. And I'm praying, you have to understand, I'm praying, God, what are you saying? Where are we going? What's the future? What do we need to do? And at that time, people were like, everything's always going to work out. And Israel and the church had already fallen, but they survived. It was just cracked a little bit. But all of a sudden, at nighttime, this particular type frame and that constitution was not just ripped off the wall, but it was thrown to a carpeted office and just fragmented, and you hear this big explosion take place. It was an explosion almost. I go into my office thinking, you know, I don't know what I'm thinking. I open the door, peek in the door, and look, and the Constitution was just shattered all over all the glass. Every piece of glass was covered over, and it's a large office, so there was glass everywhere. And the Constitution was laying, and it was damaged. And the Lord began to tell me that both the church, Israel, and America are going to be under attack. And there is a chance. There is a chance that America, the American Constitution, will not make it. And this Constitution, which a lot of folks don't really know what it is, but there is no Washington, D.C. without the Constitution. Everything there, they say it's based on this article, that article. They're talking about the Constitution. And there are no rights without the Bill of Rights in the Constitution for all of us. Mm. And just like God said, now remember, the last thing I want to say before we go to a break is that our leaders came together. And we come together at least once a year, and we try to hear what God's saying. And God has just really been graceful and merciful to us and telling us, I mean, we knew these things were coming before they come. But when everybody left that year, when all the leaders left, they left with an I Abide armband, which is saying, I abide with God.
Yeah.
Wrapped around United States Constitution. Of course, they look at you like, no, this is it. We got to abide with God and turn to God so that we can have our Constitution. This thing is optional. Tyranny is the normal thing, as we heard on a previous program by Milton Friedman.
Milton Friedman, yeah.
Talking about this is a very unusual experiment called freedom. But most history of most nations, they were under a king, they were under tyranny and that type of leadership, hard leadership. I sure would like this thing to last. I couldn't imagine this generation being under such, but look at Venezuela.
Yeah.
Venezuela already, 1 month's wages, buys 2 days worth of food. It's like the Hunger Games. They have to figure out how to feed folks. And now the government's on their way to enslaving their own population, saying, you got to work. You're going to have to grow food. At least 2 months, they're saying right now.
Which can be extended, they say.
Yeah, of course. It's always like, no, we don't want all of Israel. We just want a little Gaza Strip. But we will fire missiles from Gaza eventually. Listen, we have this offer for you. God has told us about this. You need to prepare, and you need to abide. That's one thing that the Lord has shown us all along. He's always said it in John 15. He said, apart from abiding in me, you can do nothing. And a lot of people want to do it. They just need a plan to do it. And we have a free plan for you. Wouldn't you like to keep the Constitution? Wouldn't you like to keep the freedom? Wouldn't you like to be able to help Venezuela instead of be Venezuela? Well, that only happens if we turn to God. We begin to abide with the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, apart from abiding in me, you can do nothing. Guess what? We have a free plan available for you. It's an abiding plan. It's at iabide.org. iabide.org. Go there and get your free plan today. You request it online. It'll be sent to you immediately, and you can begin to abide today.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.